The Asheville Choral Society performs next weekend, Friday and Saturday, their second annual Yuletide Candlelight. That's taking place at Trinity Episcopal Church in downtown Asheville. Melody Galloway is the artistic director, celebrating her sixth season with the Asheville Choral Society, and is with us in the studios at a busy time of the year for a choral director. Well, yes. Welcome, Melody. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Dick. It's always a pleasure.
Well, good to have you here, and thank you for taking a little time out. Lots going on. You were just talking about, you know, concerts from the Asheville Choral Society are a week away. You're just saying you did the Giving Tree. Was it last night?
Yes, right? The Ingalls Giving Tree was at the Asheville Mall last night, and the most of the members of the Asheville Choral Society were there, and we sang, and there were some elementary school children singing there as well, led by Jennifer Anderson, a wonderful bassoonist in town, yeah. My colleague, and so we had a good time. Channel 13 was there, and Mrs. Great. Ingle lit the tree, and it was a good time had by all. I tell you, I didn't think I was quite ready for the season, but last night helped me get there.
There you go. It's upon us all of a sudden.
Yes, yeah. I know.
Well, and it's for someone who sings music, it's what a great time of year. I mean, there's
truly
so
is.
Much wonderful music
yes.
to choose from. Now, there again, you know, as someone who sings and teaches music, there's a lot of music that we kind of get tired of, but there's always new music.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
But there's always new music.
There is.
And there's
yes.
always new arrangements of
yes.
old favorites and so on. So tell us, what have you got planned for,
well,
for this
concert?
Well,
and that kind of describes the concert. December 2nd and 3rd, we will be downtown Asheville at Trinity Episcopal, beautiful stone kind of gothic church. Love being there, and the folks there are always so gracious to us and welcoming, and
wonderful
it's a
space.
Good partnership.
Yeah.
But we are including on this very family-friendly concert. Hope everyone will come, bring their children. We even have a children's choir singing, the Celebration Singers, directed by Ginger Hazelden, my good friend and colleague, and they rehearsed with us for the first time last night, and it was such a glorious sound. I mean, what is better than beautiful children's voices singing in head voice, singing in that beautiful, Ginger's such a fine teacher because she teaches them how to sing well, and it's just a gorgeous sound.
Yeah.
But our concert is the old and the new, and I love putting together programs like that where we have a good amount of things that will be familiar, even familiar things that have a new twist,
mm-hmm,
you know, to
mm-hmm,
them,
mm-hmm.
Like a Coventry Carol arrangement we have from Ola Jalo, the Norwegian choral composer, who's pretty hot right now. I mean, he's just prolific. I've met him a couple of times, but had a pretty lengthy conversation this past summer that was just delightful with hearing about some of his new ideas.
Uh-huh.
But this Coventry Carol is quite lovely, but it's written along those traditional lines, you know, of so he doesn't take away from the kind of medieval pattern and familiarity
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
the carol,
mm-hmm.
But puts a new twist on it. We are opening the concert with this kind of haunting piece called Who Are These Angels? And it's by James McMillan. He's a Scottish composer.
Okay.
And we're doing something really interesting with it, and that's with a string quartet as well.
Wow. What a beautiful sound.
Yeah.
Very nice. And this will be new to us, at least.
Yes.
I mean, this piece will be new to us.
Yes, and a little strange. People might think, that's not quite very catchy. I'm not sure I get my mind around that. But we go right into something familiar as using it as a processional. I believe it's Masters in This Hall is the second piece.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the choir will be surrounding the congregation or the audience holding candles. It should be should have quite an effect. I'm very excited about it.
We're speaking with Melody Galloway, the artistic director of the Asheville Choral Society, about their upcoming Yuletide Candlelight concert. This is the second time you've done this, second year at Trinity Episcopal Church, which is just a beautiful space.
Yes, it is.
For any time. And you mentioned the Celebration Singers, which you talk about how can you top kids and puppies and
right.
But there's something about that pure sound that children's voices can have when they're, as you say, trained properly.
Right.
I was wondering this morning when I was thinking about our talk, for folks that don't know choral music, that haven't sung, and that there's not very many of us left, I don't think, but those that haven't sung, you work on right notes. And you work on singing the right notes at the right time together.
Of course.
But there's, in choral music, there's so much more beyond that. Can you give us just a little inkling of taste of what you work on?
An excellent question, too. And part of what attracts so many of our members to the Choral Society is that group experience, that singing in harmony or holding onto your note next to someone who is singing a different note. And I really believe that everything is in vibration. You know, the string theory and molecular theories of everything. I think it's very healthy to sing in a choir. And there's more and more scientific evidence about that. It's an interesting area of research that I'd love to seek out more. Yeah. But that producing the sound, especially a cappella singing, has so much more to do. I mean, you have to get beyond learning the notes and the rhythms. Mm-hmm. I say if you sing the right notes at the right time, on the right word, with the right emphasis, at the right dynamic, then maybe we have a chance at, you know, really making some music here. But, you know, that vowel shape, everyone has to match the same. Yeah. If you sing, ah, and someone next to you is singing, ah, it won't tune. You know, it won't sound like anything. And so I talk a lot about resonance. You know, Dick, I love... Every Monday night when we start rehearsal at 7, I plan what is really a group voice lesson. I'm intentional about designing vocalises and breath exercises, how to take a low, deep breath and support the tone. It's also what I hope people will, and I know some of our membership takes home and works through the week doing these exercises, because I want them to sing in a healthy way for the rest of their life. And they can. Even people of any age can sing and sing well if they work on it. It's like any exercise routine, you know. And so we spend a lot of time on, I talk about singing as a whole body exercise.
Oh, it sure is. It sure is. Well, now I'm envious of all those folks that are singing in your chorus.
Well, you have to join Monday night.
We'll see about that. you're performing next Friday and Saturday, the 2nd and 3rd, at Trinity Episcopal Church. And you mentioned when you came in that in addition to the Choral Society and the Celebration Singers, the Children's Chorus, you have a string quartet, you mentioned.
Yes.
And you've also got, it is the Yuletide season, so you've got brass playing.
We have organ.
Oh my gosh.
Piano. We're actually ending with closing the concert, although we have an encore. I don't usually plan an encore, but we have to have this encore. It's fabulous, and I won't give it away. But before the encore, just telling those coming in the audience, please call for the encore.
Just in case.
It's a fun spiritual. But the last piece is an arrangement of the traditional Hark the Herald Angels Sing by one of my new favorite composers, Dan Forrest, I worked with this past summer, and what a lovely person, what a great guy. He's from Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, for
and now
goodness.
His works are being produced all over the world.
Oh, I had no idea he's from around here.
And he's a little bit younger than me, but we're not going to talk about that, Dick. No, wonderful guy, and corresponded right away. I think he and his wife are expecting their first child.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
So he's not able to come to our concert. But Dan Forrest, who wrote the Requiem for the Living, which we performed last year and we're bringing back this coming April.
Good.
And we're doing in Europe on the choir tour, Requiem for the Living. We are doing his Hark the Herald Angels. And for a traditional arrangement, it has piano forehand and brass.
Oh, boy.
And it's just a fun, just what a way to leave off and have the audience leaving, I hope, I think, singing along and, yeah. and humming that yeah. holiday tune, putting everyone in the spirit.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. You mentioned just in passing a European, something about Europe. And I've heard rumors about this already.
Yes.
The choir's going to Europe in the spring?
We are. And it's actually a partnership. Michael Lancaster, who's my dear friend and colleague, he conducts the Asheville Symphony Chorus. And so he and I talked maybe 3-4 years ago about, wow, we ought to go on tour together. We should go to Europe together. And now we formulated a tour. I'm calling it loosely, not officially, Asheville in Vienna.
Oh boy!
Because it kind of grabs both of our groups, and we've got some members of the Hendersonville Chorale that are coming too.
Oh.
And so it really is a combined tour. We're performing in Vienna and Prague and Salzburg.
Oh goodness.
It's very exciting.
I may have to learn to sing.
You have to come. We need you to record the concert.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
But that concert, actually, you can experience the concert before we leave on April 29th.
Oh, you'll do it here before
yes,
you go.
Oh, at Arden Presbyterian.
Oh, excellent. April 29th?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so put that on your 2017 calendar.
Yes, and put March 17th. We're Asheville Choral Society will be a part of the Asheville Amadeus celebration.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing what I call our Mozart March Madness. And that's March 17th. And you can see everything, you can find out about everything on our website, AshevilleChoralSociety.org.
And can you also buy tickets to the next week's concerts on the
yes,
website?
Yes, and it would really be to everyone's advantage to go online and buy tickets ahead because there is limited space in Trinity Episcopal Church, okay. and the tickets are not general. They are specific to the performance.
Ah, okay.
So we have Friday night, the 2nd of December at 7:30, and Saturday, the 3rd of December at 4:30. And last year we sold out.
Aha. So now might be a good time.
Now would be an excellent time. You could buy tickets as a Christmas gift to your favorite friends.
Melody Galloway is the artistic director of the Asheville Choral Society. They're presenting Yuletide Candlelight, their second annual, Friday, December 2nd at 7:30, Saturday, December 3rd at 4:30 at Trinity Episcopal Church in downtown Asheville. Melody Galloway, thank you so much for bringing this to us.
Thank you, Dick. It always makes my day.